This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Streams of mourners walked past the casket of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush in the Capitol Rotunda today, paying tribute to the country's 41st president a day ahead of his state funeral. President Trump and First Lady Melania were set to privately express their condolences to Bush's son, former President George W. Bush, and the rest of the Bush family, with more VOA's Laditza Hoek.
The former president's body is lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda, where dignitaries and ordinary people can stop by to pay their respect. Former President George W. Bush, with wife Laura, accompanied his father on his last trip to Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised decades of Bush's steady service to the country.
Decorated aviator, congressman, ambassador to the United Nations, envoy to China, CIA director, 8 years as vice president, and our commander-in-chief.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also remarked on Bush's gentlemanly demeanor.
Throughout his life of service, President Bush personified grace.
Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, today, President Trump said in a series of tweets that talks to secure a trade deal with China have already started, and if a fair deal is reached, he said, quote, I will happily sign it. Trump's comments come after leaders of the world's two biggest economies agreed on Saturday in Argentina to not impose any new tariffs on each other's exports for the next 90 days while they negotiate a detailed trade agreement. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said that the U.S. won Chinese commitments to buy more than $1 million in American products. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo questioned the effectiveness of the current world order and said the U.S. is acting to reform global institutions that form the basis of it.
The first 2 years of the Trump administration demonstrate that President Trump is not undermining these institutions, nor is he abandoning American leadership. Quite the opposite. In the finest traditions of our great democracy, we are rallying the noble nations of the world to build a new liberal order that prevents war and achieves greater prosperity for all.
He blamed the lack of American and European leadership over the past 30 years for the world's state of affairs. UN officials Monday said more than 150 women and girls have sought to help after suffering sexual violence in South Sudan. With more, Reuters' Sam Holder.
The United Nations has condemned as abhorrent a series of sex attacks that took place in a government-controlled area of South Sudan. Those assaults taking place as they traveled along roads from their villages to the town of Bentiu in the north of the conflict-torn country. Many were violently beaten and robbed. Medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières says some victims were under 10, others over 65. The UN has called for urgent action to protect vulnerable women and girls in the area.
They report the attacks having been carried out by young men in civilian clothing or military uniforms. The UN mission has sent patrols to the area, and its human rights team has launched an investigation to identify the perpetrators.
Sexual violence has been widespread on a massive scale in South Sudan during the country's brutal civil war.
The United Nations is launching a $21.9 billion humanitarian appeal for 2019 to help nearly 94 million people in 42 countries survive. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of an appeal in Geneva.
The United Nations says it expects its 2019 appeal will reach a record-breaking high of $25 billion after serious humanitarian needs are fully assessed early next year. More than one-fifth of the funds requested, or $4 billion, will go to Yemen. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock says conditions in Yemen are worsening.
The UN is planning to meet the needs of 15 million of those people, and that includes providing emergency food assistance to 12 million people.
The United Nations reports donors have provided a record $13.9 billion in humanitarian aid last year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Scientists forecast an 80% chance of an El Nino next year that could precipitate a worsening of drought, floods, and tropical cyclones. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.